Gemma. Someone asked recently that when one has come here, but come here I am not saying as a visitor for various reasons, you come as a devotee, disciple also, you come, recharge and go back, but started living here for whatever reason, maybe your outer reason may have been child's admission, but frankly even child's admission means something in you has aspired for it. So after some time, if the person, is there any reason for the person to go away from here? So one simple answer is non-controversial, no, there is no reason. Another non-controversial answer is to each his own. But if you ask me, in Hindi there is a word which came to me very spontaneously. Haan, ek karan ho sakta hai jaane ka. There can be one reason. Okay, buddhi ka bhramit ho jana. The mind getting into a state of delusion. So what is buddhi ka bhramit hona? Buddhi kaise bhramit hoti hai? There are two ways that the human mind can get into a state of delusion. One is that it sees only the outer, commonest reason. So people come initially, they are very happy. I'm talking this specific instance. So they are very happy that, you know, they have come to a place, they feel very connected there initially. But very soon, after some time, the old nature catches up and their mind begins to see outward intellect. Oh, this person. Oh, that person. Oh, this difficulty. Oh, this problem. Everybody is bad. Except, of course, you. We never try to see that is my mirror and seeing correct. Am I able to understand things? Am I able to understand the divine play? No, we don't want to change that. We assume that whatever I am thinking and understanding is the right thing. And once this process starts, it can go to any extent. If you allow, that's why it is said, the seed of doubt can grow into a tree. Of course, the more dangerous situation is when you start doubting the yoga transformation, Sri Aurobindo and the mother. That's a very serious thing. But that also happens. I have seen people. Why does it happen? I have seen because they were originally driven by a egoistic motive. For instance, oh, transformation. I'll get transformed. When I get transformed, I'll have golden light all around me. People will tell me, oh, Superman. You'll be surprised there are people who come with these motives. Or I'll get some powers. Or I'll have some magical experiences. I can become a yogi. They even start behaving like a yogi. I don't know what is yogi's behavior. Putting a certain dress, talking in a certain way, etc., etc. God knows. God never behaved like that. Huh? Putting a price tag to even meeting you. All kinds of things. Yogis are meant to behave like that. But yogis are free beings. You can't put them in any category. A real yogi doesn't even call himself a yogi. He couldn't care less. But that's how people have this format in the mind. So when they come impelled by many of these egoistic motives, ambitions. I'll become a yogi, Superman. This is a very exciting venture. Not, I'll no more be an ordinary human being. I'll belong to the class of elite. And then what happens? The mind begins to play games. You have an experience. You feel, see, I am someone special. You have had something. Then you feel, see, I am blessed. And then you start seeing defect in others. And ego, your ego is aggrandizing. And reverse can also happen. You start getting dhobi pachad. Because divine wants to clean you. And you fall. You're cleansed and you start feeling you are unfit. Ego games are very dangerous. Mind's games. And then a time may come when the mind completely loses hold on the true deeper reality, which actually was the reason for coming. Why did one come? Was it for people? Was it for finding a better system? This is no system. There is no system actually. If you ask me, what is the system in the ashram? There is no system. Because it's a divine creation. It doesn't act according to fixed rule. Fixed rules are systems which mind makes. You wanted certain facilities. Mother has given so much, if you look at it. Olympic size swimming pool to practice. Physical education department. But you want more and more. Then this won't be a yoga ashram. It would be something else. So people have their own ideas about life and they get smashed here. Ideas about good and bad. So when they see somebody going around, because they have this idea, yoga ashram means everybody is meditating, chanting something and, you know, getting up and all luminous face. So people start even doing it. They grow long hairs, grow a beard, and at least should look some semblance. Huh? Doppelganger. Doppelganger, yes. Duplicate. Shadow image. Yeah, people do this. And that is very dangerous because you are getting into an illusion or you get into illusion. I know it. What do others know? They are fools, they are idiots. Ego games and mind games are very dangerous. Whereas the first lesson of yoga is humility. If one doesn't have humility, no knowledge will come. If I already know, then what is there to know? So, once this starts, the mind sees only the outward gazing intellect. And then when you go, you are very comfortable because you'll see a better system, you'll see a nicely organized society in which you are living. That's it. I had once, I met a American lady on the bus stand long back. And she was shouting, Pondicherry bus stand. Oh, this happened, that happened. See, I bought a purse and see the strap has opened. So when she said, after some time, I just intervened. I said, look here, did you come to India to buy a purse? You could have bought very good purses there. We don't sell purses. We teach how to empty the purse. And be... and feel blessed, happy and relieved. Light. I said, you don't come to India to buy a purse. Okay, you should have good quality purses. It's not an excuse that you shouldn't have quality control. But point is, you have come to ashram for what? That's why the mother says, for all other things, there is a world out there. She says, we are not here to do what others are doing. We are here to do what others cannot do because they do not know how it can be done. They don't know. We may also not know, but one is striving. In principle, we accept. And one is trying to do whatever with our inspiration. So this is the purpose for which we are here. The moment the outward intellect, buddhi, bramit. Always you see in any of the, read any of the things in how Ravana got bramit. Looking at Rama's body, hey, he is a human being. Who is saying he is Narayan? He felt Sita is just another woman. This is called why? Because you are seeing outward. Physical body. Of course there is another way also it gets bramit. You are not interested in the physical completely and you start looking for some experience, some otherworldly lotus eating land, and there is another group which is calling you, look here, if you do this meditation in 10 days you will get mukti from your money, of course, because it's all these courses are quite expensive. And then you go. You didn't come here for this. Why does one come here? For only one reason. Well, two reasons. One is mother's love, to serve her. But at least to understand that this is a place for transformation of human nature. You will not find the normal standard type of human being here. If you find it, it's an exception. Because in everybody's nature, something is happening inside, and unless we know that, we'll not understand, because we look at it outside and we don't see. And it's the inner which is changing, an aspiration which is waking up. I know people, for example, who keep making mistakes every day, but they become aware that, you know, I'm making mistake. Outside they make the same mistake and are very proud about it. They don't call it mistake. So there is something which is happening inside. Now if you see outwardly, you will think the person is making same mistake. But The person knows, if you talk to the person, he'll know what is happening inside, which we can't see. And then one day it begins to express even outward nature. Of course it manifests. That's the goal of yoga. That takes time. Not all will do it in one life, cross that journey. But that is the purpose of being here. That to change our nature from human nature into divine nature. No other purpose. And that's why Mother says, we are here to accomplish the work of transformation. Nothing else is worthy of Sri Aurobindo's help. So she says, we are not here to do what others do. We are here to do what others cannot do because they don't know that it can be done. For the rest, there is the world outside. So this is how one goes. One cannot often bear the pressure of transformation. It's tremendous. Resistance come up within us. We begin to see it, our defects into others. Many things happen, but that's a long journey. Once you are here, grow roots, go till the end. Actually, this should be the principle for anything in life. Hesitating mind reaches nowhere. It is doing moltol. Ye wali na vachhi hai, wo wali na vachhi hai. But once you fix your eye on the goal, it's basically because we are not clear about the goal. Once you fix the eye upon the goal, go to the end, whatever happens, they will reach. Is the steadiness of aspiration, firmness and clarity about the goal. When that is missing, then all this bhatkan and drifting and here and there takes place. Chema.